Welcome to this third and final radio broadcast in a series of three, hosted by the publishing Party Line. My name is Simon Brown, and next to me is Manetta Berens. Manetta and I are both members of the collective Varia, and we are initiating the publishing Party Line and hosting a series of radio broadcasts in the lead up to a two-day event, which will happen in October on the 14th and 15th, which is actually next week. At Varia in Rotterdam, and this Party Line is focusing on web-to-print design practices and the ecosystems around them. As we dive into the dependency relations that are being formed when working with web-to-print techniques between designers and tools, designers and designers, and tools and standards. A little bit about Varia. Varia is a space for developing collective approaches to everyday technology, and we're based in Rotterdam. We're a group of 20 members who work in the fields of art, design, and software practices. We work with free software, organize events, and collaborate in different constellations. For those tuning in today, we are using Varia's narrowcast, which is located at the URL stream.varia.org. That's stream.vvvvvvaria, so that's Varia with six Vs, .org. And there you also find a chat where you can say hi, and please feel free to write any questions you have at any time during this broadcast. We'll do our best to pass as many questions as we can on to our guests to be answered.
Yeah, for those tuning in that are maybe not yet so familiar with web-to-print practices, let me just say a few words about it. Web-to-print practices use HTML and CSS to generate printed publications. As the web is usually mainly used for websites or web applications, you can imagine that printing is not really a priority in the developing of that ecosystem. For that reason, when you make books and long-form publications with HTML and CSS, it's not that easy. We have been calling web-to-print practices also a hack in the previous conversations. And that's because when you make books or when you generate publications, you need certain tools to handle things like the text flow, the hyphenation, microtopography, or handle media. And these tools are not available by default on the web. So we're talking to different practitioners, tool makers, and also today educators that work with web-to-print techniques to talk about this practice, to talk about also these levels of awkwardness that are present in these practices, and also all the possibilities and probabilities that start to emerge when you work with these tools. So today we're joined by Julien Bidouret and Quentin Juel. I hope I pronounced your names correctly, to speak about their experience with web-to-print in the specific context of education. We are talking to each other over a BBB connection. We're kindly being hosted today by the BBB of Constant, an art organization in Brussels. And we're tuning in with Julien and Quentin, who are both in France right now. Maybe you can just briefly say your name, pronouns, and a few words about the way that you work with web-to-print in your own practice to start the conversation. Sorry, Quentin, I see in the chat that we have a technical issue and people are not hearing you and Julien. So we're going to look how this can be caused. Let's just check. Okay, yes, and now yes,
is it working?
I think so.
Yes, it looks like your voices are coming through now.
Right. So sorry.
Thank you for the listeners for alerting us to that.
Yes, my mic.
Yeah, I think we were audible. maybe we can just begin by again introducing our guests today.
Yes. Let's maybe Julien, would you like to start again?
Right.
Share a few words.
It's a pleasure. I'm Julien Bidoret, and I'm a teacher in the ESAD Pyrénées, which is a higher art school of art and design in south of France, in Pau, just at the foot of the mountains. And I'm teaching there web design since 12 years. And also, I'm graphic designer and web developer.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Quentin Juel. I'm a teacher at School of Art and Design at Valence, which is the door of the south of France. Mm-hmm. I'm graphic designer, web developer, and lot of other stuff.
And can you say maybe both in the way you use web to print in your own practice? Maybe Julien, do you want to start again?
When I start, web to prints have long been a hobbyist practice since I didn't much used it in professional work, but that started quite recently with my last project, which is a program on posters and communication for Access, which is a digital cultures and art festival in Pau. In other ways, that have been practiced around zines mainly, not books until now.
Nice. That's also an interesting, indeed, like difference between using web to print for zines or books. That's quite a different practice.
I'm using the web to print in every part of my life. I discovered web to print when I was in art school of Strasbourg, and during a workshop with open source publishing a long time ago now. and I'm using it in my teaching since I began to teach, which is maybe 4 years ago now. And I'm using it also as a practice to make zine and little books for political stuff in a groups of people, which is called Atelier Téméraire. And I also part of Prepos Print. We organized events and some talk about web to print and also creative coding to make book. And I'm also part of a library called the Web to Print Library with Lucille Haute, and we talk a lot with Julien also about it. It's a library to archive some web to print practice in industrial or experimental way.
Thank you. Them on the narrowcast. There are some images and some links to some of these projects that have just been mentioned. And we also wanted to say that we contacted you, Julien, and Quentin after Google thesis template that you teach. And it's nice you mentioned OSP or open source publishing, because in our radio conversation with them, we discussed the roles of standards and standardization, with a specific focus on web and browser standards and how they have an impact on web to print tools and practices. It's quite interesting how the thesis template turns web to print into a standard practice in a completely different way.
Yes, I can answer to that, because in my school, the template for thesis have been set up a few years ago to be able to, it's a question we had within the team to allow the student to concentrate or focus on the writing process and not the layout, mainly within design, where they lost a lot of time. And since it has been made as a template in InDesign, I propose to transform it to web to print, and that has been done last spring, and the first results are emerging right now, and that really works because the that's not so hard, even easier than in InDesign.
And maybe it would be nice to hear about the schools that you teach. Can you say something about that? Like, where do you teach?
Yeah, of course. So in Pro, we have students that come from the first year to the fifth, and that have kind of bachelor and then master. And direction they took are quite different according the their level, because in the first cycle, the first 3 years, we have students that our students practice every kind of fields of graphic design, from video to motion design to publishing or web design, or even we have kind of a fab lab around tangible interaction. And the web design is one part of the, of this process. And within my course of web design, it's been since 7 years, I think, that I invite some people, and I saw that Amélie Dumont is within us tonight, and she was one of the workshoppers I invited to propose web design workshops to the students. So each year we have a strong web to print moment in the school.
Right. So the web to print is introduced through workshops, basically, in other words?
Mainly, but I also lead some projects within the class that allow or propose web to print practices.
Nice. And Quentin, where do you teach?
I'm teaching in ESAD Valence. It's an art and design school. We've got two departments. One is art, and the other it's a graphic design. And like Julien's schools, we have a bachelor. It's in 3 years, and a master after in 2 years. And I know Valence is a really not famous, but known as a school which is really interested about how to think or to question the toolkit of graphic design. I see there is a one ancient student in the chat here. He can confirm. Maybe, but I know there is also Stephanie was teaching, was studying, Stephanie Villefou, who was in OSP in the beginning. She was student in Valence maybe 10 years ago. And I know Valence, it's really known about the question we have, and the students that are come from the school. The ancient student. And for my part, in the web to prints come in my lessons, because I do some project with students which I teach them how to use web to print. And we've got something called ARC, which means a workshop of research and creation. I animate this lesson with another teacher, Dominique Cuna, and we try to think about publishing workflow. Like students can write articles about their project and their master's thesis, and directly use this workflow to write and publish their article. And they would put the output is both in digital and print.
Nice. We're curious about particular reasons that web to print is used in these schools, and whether the needs for using it come from the faculty or the staff, or whether they come from the students themselves, or whether it's a combination of both. I don't know who would like to answer to that. Maybe a long answer.
I can answer. It's for my part. It's from the school. The school made a post to ask to. How to recruit a teacher, and the post was to teach web to print. Sorry for my English. Sometimes I'm searching my English word, but now the school asked for a teacher who is really into web to print in Valence, but also I teach in Orléans 2 years ago, and it was the same. The school asked to have specifically a lesson in with web to print.
I think that's something that changed over the time. And we are all grateful to Open Source Publishing for having tried and this path, because we are many in France that are involved in this field because of them. I remember they went for a conference, for a talk, sorry, in Pau in 10 years ago. And since then, many of the schools have started some interest, at least, for this kind of practices.
Yeah, that's interesting that indeed the role of OSP has been quite present, especially in the French-speaking context, I would say, because it didn't fully, it's not that present in, for example, in the Netherlands here. I was wondering, Julien, about the response of the students when you introduced the use of web to print for the master thesis. Were there any particular reactions to it?
The luck I have is that they know me. Since their second year, most of the students were within the web design course. And they know I am not waiting for them to be technical people. They understood that web design and even HTML and CSS coding can be easy, not so easy, but it's accessible. We can do that with not much technical background, and even publish some interesting things without all the precision and difficulties that code can lead to meet. But when I presented the template, most of them were interested, because not every of them want to use InDesign or master InDesign. And they saw in this process a way to do it easily and maybe faster than with the copy-pasting within InDesign.
Mm-hmm. What's the setup that you're using for the students? Like, do they upload their text somewhere, or do they need to make their own web pages by hand, or?
It's a mix between the technical approach have been not discussed, because I'm the only one in the school that led this project. but it comes from many discussion, even with Julien Paquet, around how you can let some young people or newbies to discover these kind of practices. My own view on that was that the oldest stack was the better. So it's PHP, not a framework, but it's a PHP file that can be configured and that pass some Markdown files. So the students write their thesis in Markdown in a few files, which are then passed and mixed together to produce both a website and a PDF through PGS also.
Yeah, we made a screenshot of an example. You can find it on the narrowcast. It's the fourth image on the left if you want to have a look.
And what's nice, I think, it's that we forced the students to use the template in the first time, but after that, they have 1 year to lead their personal project, going to the master. Mm-hmm. And if they want, they can take that content that they produced to lay it out in other ways. And some have already started to hack or to fork the templates to change whether it be the web part, the website, or the printed one.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. When we spoke with our last guests, Julien Taquet, Julie Blanc, and Fred Chasen, who are developers for Page.js, we heard about needs for proof that web-to-print is a professional practice. And this is something that Page.js needs to convince other parties that their tool is worth investing in with time and money. Also, students might ask if web-to-print is professional, like in the sense that just graduated students might feel that they need to prove themselves to the world that they can make professional, quote unquote, professional books. On the other hand, we can also question what the category of quote unquote professional books actually means and what does, and also introduce other angles such as the political choice for free software or the different mindset that a craft requires one to have, in the sense of the craft to understand and untangle the different pieces that make a publishing workflow. Yeah, this is just something that came up in that conversation. It's interesting to hear it echoed again here, but we wanted to hear your thoughts on that, whether students believe they can make professional books and what sort of choices they make.
It's specifically why we create the web to print library with Lucille Haute. Come from a discussion we had with Julien Bidoret and also Raphaël Bastide about how to show students some examples of professional books or more experimental books. And we decide to create this library without any aesthetical judgment, to show to the students all the spectral you can go to with web to print, like to work in a big company, editorial company, to do some books with web to print proprietary web to print workflow, and also very small fanzine made with some hack stuff with only HTML and CSS, and it's a good way to, I think, to show the students what is possible and what we can do. And we also seen in our profession we have a different way to do books, like really professional with a big client and the objective is to sell the books in library. But also in your practice, you can do also small books like zines, and it's nice. And for the moment in Valence, the student doesn't see really well the impact in the professional life. They didn't know it can be a professional practice.
Mm.
Despite the example, it's weird, but I every time in my lesson I try to show them some little hack I can do with simple CSS and also PGS to maybe I made the boot with multiple images and stuff like that, and they are really impressed, but they didn't use it as a tool, a common tool in their tool case. But it's coming, not coming, but it's beginning to happen in the fifth year when they are making their diploma. it's funny.
Do you know what could explain that?
Because they have a phantasm about graphic design, and I don't know it's in Netherlands or in the other country, but I find French students are really into old typography and old way to make the boot, not old way not in an aesthetical way, but yes, it's more using InDesign in a certain way or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They are not really common with creative coding and programmation. It's starting, but we are, I think, in maybe a little bit late, but it's nice to see it's coming to happen. And I think in the beginning, they want to explore every stuff they're fantasming about, like screen printing, typographic press, and maybe also offset and stuff like that. And in their master project, they need to manage a lot of data and stuff like that. And it's at this time they see the creative coding. It can be interesting for them to generate books with a lot of data and stuff like that.
Mm. And Julien, how is that for you in Essat Pyrénées?
Yeah, like Quentin, I think it takes some time for the students to understand really the power of these technologies, and not only the technologies, but also the mindset that what reprints represents. The name I gave to this part of my course is not Web2Print, because Web2Print is restrictive to web, and there are many other alternative practice to build print objects, whether they are books or posters, flyers, booklets. Many things can be built with many tools that are not the big ones that Adobe owns. Even Figma, that was a question. It was, in French, we say pamboni. It was really not nice, sorry, but another argument to put in their hands Adobe buying Figma. They perfectly understand that they are joined with this company, and that's not for their good. So we have some holes in their phantasm, like Quentin said, where we can put some open source tools, some other way to understand what can be done with type images, illustrations, whatever, and even data coming from the web or these technology and mindset that Web2Prints gather. It's quite exciting, in fact.
And I was wondering, does working with Web2Print change the students' understanding of what text or what documents or what books are fundamentally?
Yes, that's why I try to bring, because some approaches of data, like Quentin said, but also content which is fluid within the web, which is real time, can only be seized by the web or at least digital tools, and not the traditional ones.
And Quentin, how does it change students' understanding of things like texts and documents and publishing?
I've got two students last year. You can see there, one is her master's thesis, and the other one it's a part of her projects. It's Julia Velkovich and Luis Ansoldi, and it's a good example the way they understand how the Web2Print can be used, and it's they are using Web2Print in different ways. For the master thesis of Luis Ansoldi, she understands she can write text with semantic stuff like in HTML or Markdown to say it's a heading or it's a paragraph. And also she can, during the writing of her master thesis, she can also work with the graphic design layout of the master thesis. And she really dive into that. And for the correction of the text, she sent me the GitHub link, and I clone it, and we exchange by push and pull stuff and from Git. And we can also correct some graphical issues in the layout, like she didn't understand how to put the notes at the end of the page for the quotation or books she quote in the text, and I can help her with that. And it's a good way she learned how Web2Print can be collaborative, and also can be worked to the text can be worked together with the layout. And for Julia, it's more about how she can build a big database of definition, and if she did that with InDesign, it's really huge, and it will be took a long time to do it. And we discussed with her to build a database in JSON, and use the JSON to generate the text in the page. And also the interest for her, it's she can put more definition in the time, and she understood this edition is not fixed, and in the time she can add more stuff in it and complete the edition in the long time. And it's really two projects, really interesting, sorry, because I see what I'm also teaching to students with Web2Prints, the collaborative stuff and also the generative stuff from a database, stuff like that. And some stuff we cannot do that in the traditional tool like InDesign.
Mm. And does this also lead to the graduating students forming collective design practices through use of collaborative tools? Have you seen any evidence of that so far?
Not yet, because it's very for Julia and Louise, it's very too, it's too young for them to understand that. And for the other student I have in the other school of like Orléans, or also in the University of Nîmes, which I where I use a lot of collaborative tools, I didn't see the I don't see some collective or collaborative project after this stuff. And I think it's maybe it's taking time to create a collective or collaborative project with people after school. For my part, it took maybe 5 years to meet the good, the right people to work with them, like in Atelier Téméraire, which is a political groups of graphic designer and illustrator. They are working together also with Prépostprint and also the Web to Print library. And I think they are too, not too young, but the diploma is too. I forgot the English word, but not young, but it's too close, yes, for from them.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear about how the students start to embed these practices in their own work. We're also wondering if you see any limits in web-to-print design practices.
There are some, of course, but they are only other limits than when you take InDesign to build a book, because, like I said, it's another mindset. And within InDesign, you might feel free because the power of this program is enormous, but you have also some predefined stuff that you don't question. And with web to print and alternative workflows, you are, you must question everything because you start mainly from a blank page. Not always, of course. And tools like Page.js also lead us to some predefined way of syncing the publications. But the field is more free than within traditional tools. And you talked earlier of professional versus hacks or amateur or even alternative or underground publishings. Most in art school in France, as far as I know, we also practice C-screen or even engraving or stuff like that, that you won't have to practice professionally. They are just tools that you can use within the course of your formation, not the course, the within your courses, to imagine some kind of images or build imaginaries. What to print is another one in that field. It's an opening that we try to bring. Not a solution.
Yeah. Can we speak a bit more about that? Because that's actually really an interesting point. Like, we were wondering what is like the subtext in that sense of introducing these kind of tools in education. Like, even if students will not work with these tools when they graduate, what can they still learn from using them, you think?
I think, like Julian says, it's an opening. There another way to think the layout, another way to also to know the toolkit of graphic design isn't fixed and it can move, and you can choose tools not depending of the how the market defines the tool you can use, but if you need to do something, maybe sometimes you need to do a generative works, and maybe web to prints can be a solution. But if you are more about to go into a solution like you want to work with colors and stuff like that, maybe sometimes the web to print isn't a solution, because there is no way for the moment to maybe change the very easily the colorimetric profiles, which
yeah, are yeah.
With the printer, stuff like that. And I think the introduction to web to print also floss software of or codes. It's here to learn to the students. There is not only one solution in your toolkit. There is a plenty, and you are the master of that. And because sometimes they said yes, but it's in the professional life is the only way to work. But we see in the big studio, also in the little collective, they are always using a little part of codes or flow software. Sorry. I told them about like Studio Dunbar or Dia Studio or Cheval Vert in France and other studio, and we talk about how they sometimes create their own tools and stuff like that, to say to them, you've got a toolkit and you think it's for your life, for the life and your professional life, but in fact in the professional life isn't the case. We didn't use only Adobe solution, and we try to find a better way to realize our idea. And yes, I try to learn them that, and I do a theoretical lesson called Graphism and Techné, Design Graphic and Techné, to teach them the influence of tools and conceptual stuff that digital give into our practice, and that's why I think web to print can be a good way to learn that.
And Julien, how do you introduce and web to print to the students?
There are these two things. Content told about Adobe, and we know the price we pay for that kind of software, because it's costly, and we also discover the price you pay creatively or aesthetically speaking. There are the web to print and also the open source and libre software introduced some kind of mastery around the tools, which is not always a mastery, because it's sometimes hard to master. But you start to master something at another level, and asking yourself other questions that you had previously, and that has to do with freedom in the free speech way, because by doing such kind of works, you fail a lot of time, you try and fail again and try again, and this process is sometimes at the end deeply satisfying when you solve something, and you solved it by yourself with your own ways of hacking stuff or finding solutions or trying other ways when the initial one is not available. And I try to lead my student to think a bit like that, but it's also to me that this kind of process happened. This summer I worked on a kind of generative project, which led us to print 3,000 3 zeros and have different posters. They are all unique, and each of them are unique. And we had some problems with Pantones and spot colors and overprinting. Solutions are not found until questions are asked. And progressively, like Julien and Julie told you with PGS, the problems are less and less important. We find solutions to overpass these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's satisfaction that comes from this freedom.
That's an interesting point, like the making of workarounds or to finding solutions to indeed like very practical questions, like can you turn your PDF in this specific color scheme. We were wondering how you deal with that in education, because when it comes to education and students come to a school to learn a specific craft or to learn about a specific field, the school also in a way has a certain responsibility, and we were wondering how you sort of deal with the tension that in a way web to print stays a hack in the sense that it uses web technology to do something that it's still not really being made for. And even though that like more and more we find like solutions for different difficult things, it's quite still a learning curve each time that you bump into a very specific situation of needing to make, I don't know, the PDF into a specific, indeed, spot color, or needing to work with the baseline, and which is also not evident in web to print. So how do you deal with this tension? How do you introduce a hack, basically, to the students? Do you pay attention to this when you introduce web to print?
The responsibility is big, because we form some people they want to work later, and they want to be professional later, and they want to have the skills to be a good professional later. And to try to learn them the hack and how we can use the web to print and how we can manage some problems. I'm trying to find some example or anecdotes. We say in French, but it can be used in English. And I'm like, sometimes says to me, okay, web to print is not really good for orthotypographical stuff like the hyphens, or also the space between the punctuation we have in French, the rules we have in French. And to do that, I took some books in my bibliotheques made with InDesign and from a big professional, and we have traveled around this book and saying, okay, but in fact, it's not a problem of web to print. In fact, it's a problem of maybe the time in the professional life, because sometimes when you are layouting a book or and produce a book, and you don't have the time to pay attention to every autotypographical stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, isn't the problem of web to print is more the problem of the time you have to work in a project and stuff like that. And for the problem of color, for example, I say to them, but you know, sometimes when you give the file to a printer, the printer doesn't understand what you want to have, and you discuss with them which pattern is better, and how you can separate the color to really have the good render of what you want, and either it's in the, with the traditional tools, I think. And with the example and anecdote, I think they can understand is not from the tool, but is more about how you can hack in every time you have to work and neither the tools you use, I think. But maybe I'm wrong. No, but I feel like that.
Julien, do you have specific strategies to introduce this hack aspect of web to print practices?
Naturally, I think that's a part of the opening. We are, of course, like you all said, we are responsible to bring skills and capabilities for the students to enter the professional world. But where they are, I don't know where the world waits for them, but they can come with a different mindset, and that's what's precious within their formation, yes. If they learned to think with subtlety, with a variety of tools and attitudes, they can within their later studios or agencies or collectives practice what they know, because within our schools they also learn traditional software and way of doing books or posters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Having web to print within the tool set and also Libre software within this tool set is precious anytime, because you can find an obscure GitHub where your solution lies, or the script that will be able to browse this huge database or this huge collection of pictures to be able to lay out them automatically, or even all that stuff you know perfectly, I know. But these approaches are complementary, I think, to the other. And they lead to openness within the practice of graphic design. Mm-hmm. And that's also right for typographic practice. You can draw characters that, as we always have done, and you can also bring code within it to disturb and invent a new way of drawing a typeface. Drawing, building.
Yes, and I maybe add something, as Julien say, we didn't form them to use particular tools, but to have a way to think, way to create something, way to have their own way to create books, posters, typography and stuff like that. And after I was thinking, it's so funny also, I don't know how is it in your school, Julien, but in my school, they don't have a lot of InDesign or Photoshop or Illustrator's courses, but they learn by themselves these tools. And I don't know why, but it's funny why they are more into learn by themselves these tools than sometimes learn what to print. And sometimes I say to them, okay, but you pass maybe 10 hours to learn how to do this stuff in InDesign with a tutorial and stuff like that. And maybe can take 10 minutes also to do that for webs. That's sometimes. And say, okay, maybe I will, some curious people go to that and they discover plenty of stuff. But in fact, I was thinking it's funny how they are really into to learn the traditional tools by themselves and without being pushed by us or our colleagues. It's fun.
This word is important. The fun and the pleasure can be met with this kind of practice, with every design practice, of course. But I will paste in the a link towards a workshop we led in within ESAD Pyrénées with Marianne Plano, which is Carao Print. Marianne at this time was part of Luz graphic and libre design in studio in Brussels. And it's the students did a karaoke that was printable. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds great. We should just do that workshop.
And before we started talking today, we also had a lot of fun looking at other examples of what can happen where to print with webcam drawings, interactive PDFs where you can click in the browser, make color patterns. It's I mean, these are things you can't do with InDesign, of course.
Thanks so much, both. I think that phrase that introducing web to print as a way of thinking is really beautiful. We'll keep that very close to us. We don't see any questions in the chat so far. So we'll just wrap up right now. Thanks so much for being with us tonight and sharing your insights and about your experiences in education. Thanks a lot to all the listeners for tuning in. We will record also this conversation in the Varia archive together with the other two. We will send a message around once we found the time to do all that and when it's time. Thanks everyone. Have a good evening, and we will fade out and go back to the jingle machine.